How do you think the population of Ballarat will react to this concept?
Well, I think that the community is starting to become much more informed about water than they were even 5 years ago. And so I think they're more likely now to go and search for information, and demand, for example, of their leaders and of the media to provide information on which to make a decision, rather than perhaps what would have happened 5 years ago is people just would have reacted and say, no, I don't like that. I don't care whether it works or it doesn't work. I just don't like the idea. So I think people are more likely to be objective and look for information about whether it works or it doesn't work. In terms of whether it does or doesn't work, really, there's been such big advances in the last 20 years in treatment technologies. You see now recycled wastewater for town water supply everywhere around the world. In fact, Australia is quite remarkably one of the lowest users of recycled wastewater. I think it's quite remarkable given our pressure on water resources, and I suppose given our low population, that's why we haven't tended to. But I think it would be very surprising in the next 20 years if towns like Ballarat and a lot of other towns don't pursue recycled wastewater, given that the technology now exists to treat it extremely well. And the interesting thing is the Australian standard for recycled water is stricter than the Australian standard for drinking water supply. So in other words, if we're going to drink recycled water, we can be assured that the quality actually will be of equal or higher quality than what we get through our drinking water supply, because the law requires it to be so.
So the science is in place. It's possibly just the emotions that need to be looked at in the debate, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things is we all say, we don't want to drink that, but every single drop of water we drink is recycled water. The glass of water that you drink that comes out of the tap that you get from Central Highlands Water at the moment most likely was the urine of a hippopotamus at one stage. It's been recycled many times through the normal recycling processes of evaporation and then rainfall, etc. So the water we drink is not new. It's gone through a horse, or it's gone through a human, or it's gone through who knows what else, a snake. It's been recycled over millions and millions of years. So the question is not whether it's recycled, in my view. Personally, I'm perfectly comfortable with drinking recycled water, because I already do all the time. The question is simply whether the treatment is adequate to ensure that it's safe. And as I say, I'm confident that treatment exists because, I know the technology field, but secondly, all my medical colleagues, when I've interrogated them on what the studies show around the world, and no study around the world has shown, adverse effects from drinking recycled water.
Well, your speciality is harvesting urban stormwater, Dr. Fletcher, and you've done a lot of work about that. Can you explain the basic principles of how this works and what examples you've seen of it working around the world?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I as you might have guessed, my assessment is that recycled water is certainly a necessary step for Ballarat and for many, many other towns. But yeah, it is true that we have this huge resource that that is right next to us and we're ignoring, which is stormwater. The basic principle: if rain falls on a forest, for example, then very little of that rainfall is what I would call available for us to take, because much of it is intercepted by the trees before it even gets to the ground. And then that which gets to the ground is often, taken up by the trees, which is obviously their right. And typically only about 15% of what falls in a year would make its way through to our reservoirs in the forested areas, and maybe a bit high in agricultural areas. And of course, in agricultural areas, we might have problems with water quality in the catchment, etc. But again, we can treat it. In urban areas, you don't have all those trees, you don't have infiltration through the soils, you have all these hard surfaces like roads and footpaths and roofs and car parks. Basically, when rain falls on those, it runs straight off, and you might get a little bit of evaporation. If it just rains, if it just drizzles a little bit, and then the sun comes out, that might evaporate. But on average, in a year, you would get about 80-90% of what rains would actually run off and, go down into the gutter, etc. And that means you've got a very, very efficient catchment for water. And so if we now start to think of those urban areas like Ballarat as our water supply catchment, and so we often use the term cities as water supply catchments, the idea that our city actually provides us with water. And so in Ballarat, for example, under stage four restrictions, we use about 10,000 megalitres per year. Without restrictions, it's about 15,000 megalitres per year. Interestingly, the rainfall that might fall on Ballarat in an average year would have naturally produced about 10,000 megalitres a year of runoff. But because of all the impervious area, that's actually doubled. So it's up to 20,000. So we've got 10,000 excess megalitres per year, which is about what we're using under stage four restrictions. Now, why do I call it excess? Because streams in urban areas are actually damaged by this excess. We tend to think about, oh, all streams are starved of water. Well, urban streams are the opposite. They get flushed with this huge rush of water every time it rains. And if you stand at Yarrawee Creek just below Ballarat during a good rainfall event, you'll see exactly what I mean. And that causes erosion that washes away all of the, you know, the soil that makes up the stream. So, and it washes away the organisms that are living in there. So streams are actually damaged by this excess water. So if we harvest that extra 10,000 megalitres, not more, we shouldn't take more than what, than the excess, because otherwise we'd damage the environment the other way. Then, one, we provide ourselves with a great resource. It's a fantastic resource. 10,000 megalitres a year is a pretty substantial resource for Ballarat. It basically doubles our current, available consumption. But it also would have an environmental benefit. And for me, that's a real win-win. That would be a great win-win.
Now, Dr. Fletcher, I was in the theatre when you explained those figures earlier this year at the Breeze Forum, and there were audible gasps around the room when you laid out those figures, that the amount of excess water pouring down the Yarrawee Creek was almost equal to the amount of water that Ballarat uses domestically and for industry per year. I did also recognise representatives from all three levels of government that represent Ballarat at that conference. Did anyone contact you afterwards and follow up on your proposal to harvest stormwater?
Yeah, it's been quite positive. I mean, first of all, I've been involved in some in discussions with all three levels of government on related projects. But I've actually been working since with Central Highlands Water, who've been really very positive, and in partnership with Central Highlands Water, we've put in an application under the Victorian Government's Smart Water Scheme to do a demonstration project, a pilot project, harvesting water from the car park of Sovereign Hill. And if you've been to Sovereign Hill recently, you kind of might remember there's a huge car park in the front of Sovereign Hill, and it's a really big resource of stormwater. And so we designed a fairly simple system, which would basically collect water from that car park, filter it very simply through a granular filter that we've developed, in fact, and then store it in some tanks, and then that would supply Sovereign Hill for, it uses a lot of water, for example, for wetting down the roads, etc. And I must say, Sovereign Hill's already doing lots of things about harvesting stormwater, and they've got all sorts of, they've really been very proactive in looking for other water resources. So we're doing that, we're hoping to do that pilot project at Sovereign Hill. It depends on getting this Victorian government grant, so we don't have it yet. We've applied and we can only be hopeful. And if that doesn't come off, I'm hoping that we'll, in talking with Central Highlands Water, we'll come up with some other pilot scheme. We've also been chatting to them about possibility of harvesting stormwater near one of the big industries and providing them with some water. So I think we haven't got things, built yet, but there seems to be quite an interest and a willingness. There's some really good proactive people in Central Highlands Water who've been really, really keen and really, thinking very much about the future and trying to do good things. So.